Is the Studio W Sports page brought to you by J&J. I am your host, Mill, and riding shotgun with me as always. I got Mr. Kevin Harris to my left. To my right, I got Mr. Romar Smith. We got an action-packed show for you guys today. But guys.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Hey. Another glorious Saturday. We are here.
Another glorious Saturday. Yes, indeed, sir. Yes, indeed, sir. Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Not much. Actually, I had a very fun-filling week.
I bet you did. What's going on out here in these streets, man?
The usual things that go on in the Richmond streets. Nothing new. Nothing should surprise anybody with the things that go on in Richmond by now.
Man, well, that is true. Someone should write about it.
You know, but other than that, yeah. I'm still confused about how y'all just attacked me last week because of my one-time decision.
And it turned out to be a great decision. I for one, didn't attack you. I think I was believe it or not, I probably was the only one out of everybody that was not surprised that you did what you did. But we're going to get into that later. Because, see, that's tied into football. We got plenty of time to talk about football.
Oh, you
want to
talk about Mr. I Am Him?
Yes, I want to talk about basketball.
Mr. I Am Him.
And when I say basketball, one of my co-hosts, who's hopefully he'll be on later, Mr. Sid Kelman, Romar, you might be familiar with him, but he had posted an interesting question, like, after the greats that we acknowledge today, who's the next guy's going to step up and take that mantle for us? And I couldn't find the answer for him at that time. But if we really want to, you know, put that up, see who's the next guy, who's the next dude that's right there.
You already know who that is.
Honestly,
he plays in Boston.
And you were talking about Jason Tatum?
Yeah.
Yes? But who's the next guy after that?
Who's after him?
It might be Tyrese Halliburton. It might be him. I'm starting to like what I'm seeing from this guy.
I feel you, but I think the one person that ain't nobody really paying attention to and what he's doing right now since the Olympics, it's Mr. Anthony Edwards.
Oh, yes.
He's another guy that done been putting the league on notice.
Yes. Now I'm not going to sit up here. I'm not debating none of this. I'm taking what you guys' word is going.
What Halliburton doing in Indiana is crazy right now.
Yeah.
What's up, Joe? Joe Hickey with us this morning. Hey, Joe, I love the hat, bro. I love the hat. I love the hat right there.
Hey, look. I ain't got nothing to say. I'm going to stay in the Christmas spirit, but bah humbug to you, because I know that's what you were saying last Sunday looking at the game. I was shocked. I wasn't.
To be honest, I had the same response that Brandon Graham had. We needed that to happen.
The wake-up call.
Yeah, we needed that to happen because yes. All those close games and coming out and they not playing to their full potential and stuff like that, they needed a wake-up call.
Yes, I 100% agree. And I said to myself, I was like, yeah, it's about time we lost.
Hey.
All these close games against these good teams. And I said, let's go run out eventually.
Joe, I was at my brother's house. And he an Eagles fan. Like, he did too much. I was just like, the way you talking right now, you done already gave him the L. He done had the Eagles little chain on, talking about send it to my brother Noonan. Cause he a 49er fan. I said, no, man. And everything. By the time the game was over, my brother looked at everybody in his house and said, y'all get out because I ain't watching no more football.
And I'm going to be honest, too. I had a feeling we was gonna lose. I just ain't say it. I was gonna speak it out.
I thought y'all was gonna lose, but I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that. Or coming, but I thought we was gonna lose.
And to be honest, when I sat there and looked at the game, it was just like, I'm looking at Jalen Hurts from the beginning of the game being so in his own head. He was in his own head the whole game, being so indecisive with if he's going to stay in the pocket or is he going to pass the ball or is he going to run. I was just like, man, why is he tripping?
Now, it was
most of the blame to me goes to the defense and that the missed tackles.
Hey, and they ran McCaffrey to the left side of that ball behind Trent Williams all game long.
We needed it to happen because we went and signed Shaquille Leonard.
Right after that, real quick.
And well, we were more waiting for Shaquille Leonard to sign the contract more than because we wanted to sign him the week before. We wanted to sign him as soon as he got released. So it was more like his timing rather than ours.
Yeah. We were going back and forth between us and Dallas.
Yeah, because we wanted to sign him and have him on the field for that game.
Yeah.
I mean, because we're down. It's real. I can live or die with our secondary, but if our linebackers are not doing their job, if our linebackers are not in position, that's when it gets ugly. I mean, we had N'Kobe Dean, you know, go down with that. And number one, I wasn't impressed with our linebackers to begin with. I'm just going to put that out there. When he went down with his injury, now Zach Cunningham, who was arguably our best linebacker out of the bunch that we have. He pulls his hamstring. Now he's out. Now we bring Christian Ellis, who was our special teams linebacker. And we got thrust a guy like that into a starting role against a healthy San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, it's going to get ugly now. And I'm not making excuses. Yeah, they whooped us. But we did enough on our end to keep that from happening.
But the crazy thing is, Mel, that y'all didn't turn the ball over either, you know? And that's the thing, most times when you see a lopsided score, they figure, well, the Eagles threw like 2-3 interceptions. That wasn't even the case. It was just, like you said, the defense just got beat. And on top of that, Bradbury wasn't even targeted at all.
Yeah.
With throwing it his way.
Now, this is my thing. I don't even, 49ers did nothing defensively to stop us. That was, we are beating ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
When we run an RPO offense, which means first word of that is run. When you don't run the ball, the offense is not going to work. Point blank, period. I gonna start off with 6 straight pass plays.
Ooh,
that's how you start the game off.
See, I missed that part. I was at work.
Well, like you've been saying all year, though, that was probably one of the worst games I seen Jalen Hurts play. But y'all, that was the wrong move is your offensive coordinator.
Did it. What do you mean by that, sir?
I mean, he should have stuck with his job being a quarterback coach. He ain't good at calling plays.
Yes. Say that. I think it's his first year. He's still learning because he had ups and downs. He had ups and downs this year. Starting out, he started out slow, and he started to get it. I think against a good defense, he had to experience that. Him and Jalen Hurts have. I think that's going to be a blessing.
Is he still favoring that leg? That leg ain't completely healed, is it?
In the hill, but I think it's a lot better than what it was because he had that bye week.
Yeah, but it showed in that game. Like he just played to me timid in that game last week.
That's the thing. That leg is not going to be 100%. It's not going to be 100% for the rest of the year. is it hurt to the point that that's bothering him? As long as they ain't on the injury report, we ain't gonna, I don't care. So, and right now he ain't showing up on the injury report. So, hurt leg or not, I don't care. There's no excuses. Especially when you're 10-2. I don't care about the leg. They're not saying nothing about it. We're not making excuses for it. Now everybody else, when they want to take shots at us, yeah, that's going to say, oh, Jalen Hurts ain't himself. He's hurt. He's doing this, that's that, and the third. But. What'd you say? Say it again, Joe. Yeah, he's still out there playing. He's still out there playing.
Very true.
All right, so we're going to wait till us, I know CJ and company is going to be on later on. So we're going to save wrestlers football and get back to late. We got to talk some more NBA action.
Yes.
More about this NBA, this play-in tournament that's going on that's really picking up steam. But I really didn't like it at first. I didn't like the idea because I couldn't understand what difference would this tournament makes. But obviously it's picking up some steam. The players are actually invested. Seems like they're heavily invested in it, which is
it's because of the money that they get. It's like, it's an incentive check.
Well, that in fact, and you get to go to Vegas on top of that. Like Vegas is on the line.
Is Vegas that serious?
To some of these players, it is.
Why? When they can go anytime.
Well, I mean, that's true, but I mean, you're getting the exposure, you know, now up until Thursday, nobody even, you know, cared at all. And that's just putting it nicely up until Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody's all into it. Okay. You got LeBron's in there. You got Halliburton in there. You got up and coming talent. And then you got Dame on top of that. So you got Dame, Halliburton, LeBron, and Zion. So you got four really big star, you know, teams in there. So now, and I'm saying the Thursday game, the Milwaukee Indiana game was fire. I think it was one of the best games I've seen this season, to be honest with you.
Yes, yeah, I'm a huge Giannis fan. I'm a huge, huge, huge Giannis fan, but Tyrese Halliburton? I don't know, man.
Sacramento probably beating themselves up.
I was wondering the same thing.
But they got DeAndre Fox, so it was a give and take in that situation.
So who is more sick in this instance? Is it Sacramento or is it New York?
How did the Knicks get involved? Wait,
because both of them had him.
No. He played for Sacramento.
He played for Sacramento.
And they traded.
And they traded to Indiana.
No. Yeah, they traded.
You talking about Obi Toppin?
No. This is what happened. New York passed up on Tyrese. How they had a chance to draft him. Hey, and I think they selected Obi Toppin.
Yeah, but now Indiana got, like I said, they got four players from that draft class on that team.
I mean, but who would have thought that if you tie them all together, Mel, what you just said about Obi Toppin, and Obi Toppin been showing out. But yeah. He's been showing out since he was at Dayton. And how I know, because I used to watch these games between VCU and Dayton, and they used to light VCU up every single time he played them.
He had a good year that year.
He did.
His last year of college, because I didn't know who he was before then.
But like I said, I mean, a lot of times when you watch these college games, and you can scout, you know what I'm saying, well, you be watching these games and nobody else watches. And then you can pretty much kind of say, yeah, this is like the next up-and-coming star in the making, probably within the next 5 years.
All right.
You know? So.
Out of this young rookie class that came in, like, maybe the last year or two, like, I'm surprised at the way old boy that played for Orlando played. He got game. Ben Pablo Carroll. Got game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He got game. I can't even lie about that. I ain't see it in Duke like that, but when he came into the league, he was NBA game ready. He been balling.
Paolo Banchero.
What'd it's you say, time Joe? For the young guys to take over because these old guys getting old. They old, and it's about time. I would say in the next 2-3 years they're gonna be gone. A lot of these vets gonna be gone. It's gonna be a young guys league.
They waiting for LeBron to leave, and then they gonna follow suit like they do everything. LeBron set the tone for everything.
Then KD gonna leave,
and then Steph Curry eventually.
Now, I think honestly,
gonna leave because he
honestly, I think KD is the one that's going to stay until he will try to play the longest, because his style of play will allow him to do that. He's the one guy.
Bill and Booker. You got Bill and Booker. He ain't got to do too much if they really actually take over.
Right. I can see out of Kevin Durant, he'll be the Robert Orr 2.3.4.0. All he doing is coming in. He going from three point line, just jacking threes up. I can see that.
You think so?
That's all he need to do. As he gets older, he's going to get further away from that paint.
I feel you, but I don't see him doing the Ray Allen.
He probably not going to go in the paint at all. He going to stay around that foul line and that three-point line.
Yeah,
but if he stay around, like, he's still going to be the focus of a team. Like, he got to be that. He going to have still have control of the locker room. The one thing I seen, like, he can go, he looked like he's a great teammate, but there's always some talk about how he is as a teammate, too.
That's a valid point.
I mean, you don't break up KD, Klay, and Steph for no reason. And it showed when they lost to Toronto. The one person that's going to keep it real, if I don't like you, I don't like you, Draymond. If Draymond, and it's been seen, Draymond got a problem with you, you go. KD, Jordan Poole.
Be real about them. Their time is done. They're not winning nothing else.
Who, the Wizards?
No.
Or the Warriors.
No, Warriors. The last championship was lucky against Boston.
They're not going back at all. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't even make it to the Western Conference Finals. But their time is done.
Steph looked like he trying everything to do to win, but the rest of them ain't following suit with him.
Especially with Klay. Klay's been playing like trash lately.
Klay ain't been right since them two injuries.
Since he came back, he hasn't been right. And Draymond Green's effect is not Draymond anymore.
Because these young guys bullying them back.
Yep. So
Anthony Edwards said.
So you think it is time to break up this Warriors squad? Yeah.
Possibly.
And we have to be real too. People could try to sugarcoat or whatnot. The referees don't like Draymond, and he's not going to get the favorable calls. Especially after what he did. Yeah. And then they take a timeline on what the things he did. He's not gonna get favorable calls. So his effect is not gonna be the same anymore.
Yeah, he hurt the team.
Man, Draymond's so bad the referees got game film on him.
I mean, but
they've been having referee beats with Draymond featuring Draymond Green fouling folks.
But I mean, but to Joe's point, it's like it's been going on for years. Now it's like now we just catching up to the fact when you got timelines of suspensions throughout your career, you know, how many, you know what I'm saying? It's been going on for a long time. Ever since I think between him and what, LeBron back in the what year was it, Joe? Do you remember? Was it 2019, I think? I don't remember the year, but yeah, between when him and LeBron, ever since then, that's when everything started going downhill, slowly but surely. Now it's really starting to have an effect.
This last one, when he choked out Gobert, that was a big one. Cause that said a lot. Like, you choked him out and dragged him for a little while, and it wasn't even like they were fighting or nothing. You choked him out.
You jumped cross for three people.
And nobody stopped him.
But did you notice though, when he did it, he was in mid air when he started performing in chokehold.
He had it in his mind to do it. He had the arm around him, but then he took his other arm and locked his arm.
And this is what got me. It almost seemed like when you look at the rest of the guys' reaction, they're like, good, we don't like name one of them. Just go ahead and get those two out of the game. We can have a decent game. Because because who really came to Rudy Gobert's defense?
Nobody.
Who actually came to Draymond's defense?
So why people in the league don't like Rudy Gobert?
Because he's
the guy that created the bubble.
Yeah, basically.
He shut down the world. He shut down the world as we know it. Once he made that statement.
On my birthday, no less.
And started rubbing everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll never live that down. He's the poster child for it.
He could run for president of France, maybe.
I don't even know if France like him right now.
He's the guy that shut down the world.
He has a hard time making friends lately.
I was mad. I was kind of mad. Well, no, I wasn't mad. At least I got to go to the satellite before they shut it down. Who's to think that weekend about both our birthdays, Kevin? That was the last weekend of real life at exactly. the time.
Right.
Oh my God.
I heard they opened it back up.
Oh, they did. But I'm just saying, like when the COVID zone hit. My birthday was the 15th. I went out that Saturday on the 14th and was looking ready to continue.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And by Monday, I woke up.
Everything was shut down.
The world is shut down.
Like on your birthday, Romar.
And I'm sitting there like, well, what I'm supposed to do now? So I started walking. For real, that's what I ended up doing when the world was shut down. We would go on like 5 to 10 mile walks every day, finding different places to walk at.
Oh man.
Cause I won't with that COVID vaccine. So I was like, well, let me build my immune system up. Let's go walking.
Man.
You know, that was actually a fantastic idea.
We can laugh all we want to, but that was the smartest thing that it was done. You know, you got to start small, start somewhere, and what's the better way to do it than walking? It's one of those things. Yeah, we can laugh now, but again, what other choice you got? They shut everything else down.
Think about it. Once they took down basketball, they took the basketball courts down from everywhere. You ain't got basketball to do no more.
Nope.
So you know what? Actually, it helped other sports because it brought cornhole to the forefront.
Who'd have thought that?
I love playing cornhole.
I do too.
You know, like, it was fun, but the walking, man, that walking, boy, we got so in depth into it. We walked the canal walking before you know it. We was almost in Verona. We was at New Market Road.
That small Walmart that they had opened up on Iron Bridge and they closed it down.
They did the same one on Brook Road.
They had a gas station like right beside the Wendy's. People go over there every weekend and play cornhole. I'm talking about big gathering. And they go over there to that gas station and they play cornhole every weekend.
Like they got cornhole at the place called Just Crab on right there beside the Wendy's. And stuff right there across from the Burger King on Mechanicsville. They have cornhole turns with them. Me and my brothers and them, one of our homeboys that played, he like somewhat professional with it. We went out last Saturday. We just went out there to the new complex center, out Virginia Center Commons, and it was like 1,000 people in there.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be jumping.
Then I found out that they got a whole cornhole bar across the street from Mona's Lounge. Ain't nothing but cornhole boards. And a bar. A little area for a bar. Somehow I fell asleep in there on a bench. like this.
Oh my God.
I cannot make, we're not making this stuff up.
I mean, certain things you cannot make up, and that's one of them. I totally believe it. I believe.
Man, I would fall asleep anywhere if I'm tired.
That is true.
I'd have fell asleep in the club.
Okay.
All right.
Y'all know, I know y'all know that little bar place that's out there off McCanny's, is it McCanny'sville?
Yeah, you're talking about House of Soul.
Off of
Byron Street?
Williamsburg Road.
I know you ain't talking about the old spot right there. The club beside the gas station? Yeah. I forgot the name of it. But yeah, them doing some wild nights in that junk.
I used to go with a girl, and both of us fell asleep in there. She fell asleep on my lap, and I fell asleep like this. And somebody took a picture of us and sent it to us. I got the picture to this day. we were sitting in the seats where the dance floor was.
Wow.
Well, I got too many stories about being going to sleep in the club. One night, I think we was in Visions or something. Down the bottom. Kind of overindulged in party favors along with the alcohol. Somehow, I find myself climbing up on the table in the club. Okay. And going to sleep, but somehow I found out that I had a babysitter. I had a girl that I didn't know that just sat there and babysitted me until I woke up and argued with my brother about what staying here with me.
What?
And the security never touched me. Okay, we done got off the top.
That one went way left on that one, wasn't it?
I tried, but
that was an epic fail on that one.
Boy, I tried to bring it back to basketball.
That didn't work, obviously, in that case.
Well, let's get back to it.
We're going back to what, basketball?
Yeah, I was trying to get you guys right now.
He wanted to talk about the Spurs.
No, actually, I didn't.
Well, I did, but that's neither here or there.
No, Bulls
go tight. Boy, Victor played last night.
Okay, what's up with the 16 game losing streak? Help me out with this one.
They're trying to have happen what they did with David Robinson.
They tanking?
That's what they're trying to do.
They tanking?
Yeah, they tanking.
Again?
Look, it makes sense. That's why Popovich won't really coaching them like how he usually coach. He just letting them play. Cause he know they're gonna lose.
There he go.
Coming to the studio, we have Mr. CJ Richardson. CJ.
Merry Christmas, mother.
How you doing, my brother? How
do
you
I hear Jesus?
Oh, I feel some kind of good today. That's what I feel. Yes, indeed. I put the little chair in here so y'all can see all of this. Guess what we having for dinner? Eagle meat. Yes.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
31-17 Cowboy, write it down, take a picture, tell a friend. Mm. Yes, indeed. It's about to be on. Ain't no half stepping. Oh, I ain't gonna even be on here long today. I'm gonna let y'all get you the words in. Tell your friends how y'all gonna beat the Cowboys. I don't need to be a part of this conversation. I already know what's gonna happen.
Now, Mill, remember this the same action happened the last time. We didn't say too much. The same don't thing happened the last
you
time.
You better talk now, cause it won't be nothing to say Monday. You be 10-3 just like us.
You talking the same way, and you got humbled.
Matter of fact, I might be louder this time. I ain't gonna be, no. See, we not humble, cause see, as I recall, 3 short weeks ago, y'all had the NFC showed up. First place was gone, foregone. But you forgot something. You got to play the games. You know what I'm saying? And right now, we got an opportunity to be right back in there. I think we're going to take advantage of it.
You have an opportunity, but as of right now, we are still number one. When we lost Sunday, we dropped right. from number one right. to number
get your,
one.
Get your last few hours in. You right, sir. Excuse me, sir. I digress. You absolutely right. Absolutely
game, right. though, because Dallas.
Damn, it'll be a good game.
It, it will be. It
I'm talking big boy this week. Ain't going to be no good game.
Oh, man.
I'm tired of coming on here being nice every week, talking about, oh, yeah, it's going to be respectable. I expect a, you know, a close-knit fourth quarter guy. Boosh! What that little boy say in the back of the car? Boosh! Boosh! No! You know it's somebody's pipe got out this week.
You don't get on, the, on here every week doing that, talk about your Cowboys. You only do that after y'all lose, which I haven't been doing much, but you only do that after y'all lose.
No, no, that's not true. You don't follow my page. You must follow just the weekends that we
yeah,
actually
yeah, yeah, which I need. You, I want to do. I want to do.
You are a peek-a-poo artist. You peek in when we lose. You never peek in when we win because there's been way more wins than losses. Yes.
Week. I've been on every week. It's early in the season. I have one on here sometimes, but I've been on every week.
This page. I wasn't talking about this page.
Oh, oh, yeah, but oh. I want no, no, no. On your page?
Yeah, my page.
I need to.
I've been looking. I've been looking for people like you to come on the thing with me, but I can't find you.
If it weren't for me, if it weren't for me,
I'm a size five or two. But you ain't gonna harass. You are. I don't even need. My team's terrible. I'm glad that we don't have to play this week. Yeah, I'm glad
that we finally get a bye week.
Oh. Don't mess around and lose that.
Oh, we done lost it already.
Oh, Lord.
We lost the pickup game against the cheerleaders.
Oh, jeez.
Speaking of games, man, Highland Springs play Freedom this
Yeah, the day. Yes. They play up in Charlottesville, right?
Yep. UVA. Yeah.
Are we all Springers fans? We all Springer fans here?
Right hey, look, now?
Real talk. Both head coaches is my boys. I mean, like, all of us play ball together. Both okay. of them great coaches. Both of them got great teams. I'm like right in the middle of this thing. Yeah.
You going up there?
I got a lot of stuff to do today. I wanted to go up there. I wanted to go, but I ain't going to drive. I got a lot of driving to do later on, man. And it's just too much, so. If I can get the squad together, you know, we can go together or something, you know, get back. But just going up there by yourself, man, I ain't doing that.
No, I don't like to drive on Charlottesville either.
Man. And then who knows where you're going to have to park. The parking is crazy.
Oh, it is.
Over here, you going to end up parking way over there. Got to turn this
You might have had to leave yesterday.
And then walking up through the valleys and the hills and stuff. Oh, then it get dark. Then when it get dark, you be like, well, which way is the cop?
Yes, it runs right there.
It's adventurous it's adventurous trying to find a spot in UVA.
This will be their fifth one in 7 years if they win or something like that? Or six and eight?
It might be six and eight, because matter of fact, it was around this time last year.
They ran off four.
But Freedom's average 60 points a game.
What?
Really?
And they like the Highland Springs, Northern Virginia.
Hold on, did you
say? Their program is like just.
Hold on. What you just say? 60 points.
They are the Highland Springs, Northern Virginia. They
60 got points, OCJ.
One prospect. They done won 28 in a row.
Oh my God.
You said 60 points, though.
60 a game, bro.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But they I don't care what high school, but if you want, you can sit down and put on paper that this offense averaged 60 points a game. Forget being a good coach. He's a coach.
60.6 to be exact.
What's their shortest receiver's height?
It doesn't matter. 60 points.
Like both teams look like NFL squads, for real. Mm. They got talent. D1 on both lines. All the skill positions, quarterbacks. I mean, it's going to be fire. I hope I find the stream, man.
Yeah.
That's when you get to say they are them. Not he is him. They, as in the whole squad. When you average 60 points again, there are a lot of hims on that team. They are them. They are them. I got to check that out, man. I got to find that stream, too.
We got to find something.
That sounds like that's going to be a barn burner of a game.
I tell you what, if don't nobody tackle the open field, that thing going to get ugly.
To the high school football, I be going to a whole bunch of different games. I went to that that Huguenot and Verona game out there in Verona a couple weeks ago.
And that game was close.
Yeah, it was.
So and Charles Scott, I played ball with him too. He putting them back on the map.
Armstrong had a good season though too. And said,
"Yeah, I know
they almost went to the state. They almost went to the championship game."
What happened? They stumbled up against who?
They stumbled in the regional finals.
I think it was it Brentsville? I think.
Yeah, and that was a close game. And Armstrong was undefeated.
What?
Oh wow!
What?
Yeah, Armstrong had an undefeated season.
That's
up into that game. And the week of the game, their coach got suspended.
What was he suspended for again?
Armstrong head coach got suspended the week of the regional final game.
For what?
Exactly.
For a comment that he made on social media.
Oh, well.
Oh, like on
social media get you fired, didn't they?
Yeah. That's true.
You can't say nothing in public now.
If they didn't go undefeated, hey, I could be wrong, but they lose nothing but one game if they did.
And that's insane.
And they tried to take it off. Somebody already got a picture of it.
I was about to say, somebody going to have a receipt already printed in about 2 seconds.
You to say something.
And they said in the regional finals, and I watched somebody. Remember, I was watching that game. The referees.
That's every year.
The referees, I'm going to say, effed it up for Armstrong.
When any of the minority teams go into predominantly,
and that's where they went, and they went up there to their home field.
It don't never work out. You got to beat them people down because they man.
And I think they was mad in the refs because they went up. At one point, the team Armstrong played was up like 14 donut on. Then Armstrong scored 21 unanswered.
Yeah, because Armstrong was actually up in the fourth quarter at one point.
And then that's when it all came falling apart with the refs.
That's true.
So, guys, I got a couple more topics before we get into our NFL picks. I gotta get into one thing that's going on tonight, and that is the winner for the Heisman Trophy. We got Marvin Harrison Jr., Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, and Michael Penix Jr. all up for here. So, guys, who you have for your Heisman Trophy winner this year?
LSU quarterback, hands down.
He won the Davey O'Brien. He won the Nation's Best Quarterback Award last night.
Yeah, he should win it.
Oh, Jaden Daniels.
I got between him and Penix.
I'm going with Penix if I had to choose.
Or Michael Penix Jr.
I'm back and forth between LSU quarterback and Penix.
I'm going with Penix. I mean, I love the interview that they did on him. He sounded humble after the game they won against Oregon last time.
So your heart gonna give it to him?
You could say that.
The LSU quarterback.
From them highlights that I seen last night.
From the stuff that I've seen.
From what I seen from the LSU quarterback, he's everything.
What Mills said, he's him.
Yeah. I mean, they was pouring, they showed, when they picked him as the winner, they showed the highlights from every jump, like his pocket position. And he's accurate. He's one of the most accurate deep ball quarterbacks. Throwers in college football, and he know how to handle himself back there.
And which one you referring to?
LSU quarterback.
Oh yeah, he does.
That's Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he different.
So any chance Bo Nix will get it?
No, Bo Nix been in college 12 years.
He can get some votes though because of his complexion.
He gonna get one writer's vote. He gonna get somebody to give him a vote.
And had he won that Pac-12 championship game?
He beat all. He it'll be him.
It will be him.
They was looking for a reason to give it to him.
That's the reason why I asked that question.
Like, he like the Ryan Tannehill of college football.
Basically.
For real. That man been in college. Come on, Cam Newton was in college when he played. Oh, yeah. Cam Newton had an NFL career and retired, and Bo Nix still in college.
Yeah, he is. And something about a super senior season I read the other day. That he might be able to come back for another year.
A 13th season. Bro. He said that's the only way I can get a starting job.
I've never seen nothing like this before. You this got 8 semesters. Unless you redshirt, you get 2 more. You gotta go.
All right, what about...
If you older than your teacher, you gotta go.
Hey, somehow. So, all right, what about Marvin Harrison Jr.?
He did good, but he
upset. He did good, but I don't. I mean, because of the fact they lost to Michigan, that might keep him out of it.
Here's the simplest fact. If your quarterback ain't in the same room with you when they're giving out the Heisman, you not getting it. That means he was not good enough to be there. So that means your numbers are not going to be good enough. The player wise, oh, he him too.
Yes,
but
yeah.
He didn't have the quarterback to get him the ball. He needed at least 600-700 more yards and 6-7 more touchdowns to actually bring the award home. Yeah. Ain't no doubt in my mind. He top player, one of the top 2 players in the country.
And you see what his quarterback did after they lost to Michigan.
Transfer portal. Out
in the portal.
Because the coach said he won't show. He basically didn't say that he was going to be his starting quarterback for the bowl game. So when he heard that he was unsure who was going to be the starting quarterback, he entered the transfer portal. I'm a Buckeye. So I'd be paying attention.
Ryan Day did that because his job on the line too. You can't beat Michigan. You're not going to be there. Long.
Man, it's crazy.
He kind of threw the man under the bus. That's what he did.
I seen an article yesterday that if Marvin Harrison don't declare for the draft,
oh yeah,
if he stayed and take an NIL deal for his senior year, it'll be worth his rookie contract in the NFL. Like a 23 to 25 million dollar NIL deal.
I'm staying.
Yeah, I'll stay in college.
Might as well.
Because he probably ain't got to take but like 2 classes because he's a graduate.
Yeah, and he said that at the end of the day, he want to stay because he want to beat Michigan.
Man, Madeline is a ballroom dancer.
But he want to take them 2 classes too, right around that Bentley. And all them gals chasing him. That might be a good reason to stay too.
Yeah.
I had the roommate do his work.
Exactly. You go to NFL, you got to get up every morning. You're tired to work. Like right now.
Yeah, you do it once you get to that, but he is them. So guys, it's about 10 minutes to 10. And you know how we get when we start talking that NFL work. So right now, let's get into these picks. CJ, thank you for joining the show. I sent the link to Ryan. I really wanted him, you know, wanted him on the show this morning also, but because we're gonna go ahead and get our show out the way. We're gonna get our game out the way. Let's get on with the Cowboys versus the Eagles. You say you won't go be us with us long, so I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Just go ahead, give me one more time. Go ahead, talk to me. Give me what you got.
31-17 Cowboys. Then you get the last 10 in the last 2 minutes trying to come back. But you're going to be trailing all game. Yes, I said it. Jalen Hurts is who I thought he was, injured. He's a great quarterback. I just don't think he's full speed, man. And he's going to have to be full speed Sunday. They're going to shoot him up, though. They're going to give him that horse thing they shoot the horse up with. You know, that whatever that thing is when the horse get ready to run the Kentucky Derby, but he ain't really feeling up to it. He's going to get that. But that ain't going to be it. You know, it's going to be a tough game, man. Y'all know the Eagles and the Cowboys going to be a tough game, man. You know, I think the factor in the game is y'all defensive line versus our offensive line. That's going to dictate the whole game right there. Real tough.
And it always does.
Because if Dak gets time, he going to shred your secondary. And y'all, ain't nobody on here going to tell me different. If that get time, he gonna shred y'all. But if he don't get time, it's gonna be a long day. It's gonna be a long day. And we all know that. So if your defensive line don't come to play, we ain't even got to talk about the rest of the game. Y'all not winning. Point blank period.
Joe?
Multiple factors that come in to play too, because even watching the last game we played against them, we got ate up over the middle of the field. Yeah. We got ate up. And that's because of linebacker play, and we really need some linebackers to really play. And two, I would say too, is if Dallas defense can stop the run how San Fran did, that's gonna be a factor too. Because if your defense don't stop the run, Jalen ain't gonna need to run.
True.
To second on to his point too, that D line, that O line, just exactly what he said. If we let that get time, he to me right now, he's been playing the best.
MVP status.
As far as a quarterback, he's been playing the best. They need to cut it out with this Brock Purdy mess.
He's not touching that.
Dak has played better when he started running again. Not all the time, but still has that option out there to take off running.
Right. Knowing when to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Roma?
I'm going to piggyback off of them. I really feel like it's going to come down to quarterback play in the battle, whoever win the battle in the trenches. Yeah. I mean, truly, you look at it, Dallas got the better secondary. It can be tough for y'all to throw the ball on that secondary. Cause sometimes it ain't gotta be bland and show up.
I always been wanting to say that. I keep forgetting every week. What makes me so bad when I be watching Dallas games and other teams playing Dallas? Why are they keep going to these wide receivers doing the out route on Bland? That's the only way he be picking the ball off is them out routes.
And it come down. And I'm going to also say.
And they keep running them and keep throwing them. The man eats those routes up every time. The Seattle game, they gave it to him. When he threw the ball to him on the out route, I said, why are you throwing that? And he picked it off.
I posted that too. It's like, why do they keep throwing that? Just why?
And you look at it, all his picks that he ran back for a touchdown were out routes. Right there, quick 5 yards out. And Bland picks it off and run it back. All of his picks been like that. And I'm like, y'all just need to say, if Bland is on you, we not running that route.
But if you check the scheme, the way it's set up for the defense, and Trayvon Diggs, he ate the same way. The way we disguise the coverage is the read. You have to throw that route. But you have to be on target with that route. And most of the time, quarterback's not on target with that route. And it's going to get going back.
I don't care if I'm Tom Brady. I'm not throwing that route.
When the quarterback throw the route, it's before the wide receiver even break into the out. And he's jumping it. They gonna jump it every time.
Every time. He's a beast at it.
Like
I'm throwing.
It's like the defense set it up for you. Cause they gonna send the blitz and when you send the blitz and you running that out route, what is it? It's the safest option when the blitz coming. He already know that route gonna come, I'm gonna jump it.
Oh, that's one.
Pretty much.
I would even try to hit him with the a double move, like out and then go up.
But Jalen better not play indecisive like he did last week.
He better not.
Hey, Sid, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
Good. Give me Eagles versus Cowboys. Who you got?
I'm gonna go Cowboys. Ain't too much to talk about. I think Cowboys gonna pull it off this week.
Oh, you there, fan? You a Cowboy fan this week, huh?
Hey, see, you are. You sound like you just getting out of bed,
the man
bro.
Asked me who I'm picking, bro. The man asked me who I was picking. I gave the man my pick.
Here we go.
Say y'all.
Here we go.
I mean, because you insulting everybody on the show with this battery pop hey, legend.
Oh man, look, I ain't insult nobody. I must have just insulted you.
Cause you ain't him.
We're not gonna do this right now.
Hey, Dad.
Go way too warm up. Man, we do this.
You know, I tell you what. At the sake of perhaps losing another game, you know, no way in the world. I'm going with them dumb Cowboys. I hate the Cowboys.
Well, you know that's my pick.
Well, I think he hate all the teams.
I do. But Cowboys number one. Cowboys number one.
Last year you said it was Seattle because you don't like Pete Carroll.
That was last year.
I can't with you, man. Go get you an iceberg.
So who you got, WB?
Man, you know I ain't got the Cowboys.
I'm not sure who that is. That
damn Siri, shut up, Siri. you ain't in this.
Oh, he hates Siri, too.
I hate Siri, too.
Oh, my God. You're getting Siri involved in the NFL picks now.
Man, she getting involved in
it. What is going on here?
Yeah, man.
He hates the Cowboys and Siri.
Man, what is this?
Man, the world of artificial intelligence, man.
I do not know who this is.
Hey, who's next, Alexa? Good gracious.
It could be anybody at this point.
Man, look. No, give me a, well, you know who I got. I got the Eagles.
All right.
They playing in Dallas too, aren't they?
Yep.
I don't care.
Yeah, good. Okay, so who's next on the ballot?
Tampa Bay and Atlanta.
Oh, man. God.
They playing in Tampa Bay, right?
No.
They playing in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I messed that pitch up,
man. Give me the Dirty Birds, man.
I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
I'm going to go against the grain and say Tampa. CJ, who you got?
Falcons, that's a bird too, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so we're not picking no birds this week. Okay. Yeah, give me Tampa.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin, I'm gonna audit that list too.
All right.
I don't know. I ain't gonna say I don't trust you.
So you ain't the only one then.
Hold on.
Man, hold on
a minute. It looked like some point shaving be going on.
You know what I said this morning though? I looked at man, how bad I got beat last night. I said, we're gonna have to be an audit. It's gonna have to be an audit. Right?
And you know who brought it to my attention?
Uh-huh.
My good brother Emil. Cause I was looking at it, I was like, hold on, you right.
I'm like, ain't no way I can lose 40 points a week and ain't but like 11 games. I mean, like, how you go?
I done went from ninth to 13, and I done won at least 6-7 games even on a bad week.
Nah,
we gonna have to call Moxer Hurst.
Damn.
I'm gonna call Big Al.
y'all call Moxer Hurst. I'm the one in these Big Al way. I'm still at the bottom.
Look.
Bill, you gotta call this one in, man. Yeah. We gotta get it audited, man.
Yeah. Oh, no.
1-800-123.
Yeah. Whatever.
Kevin Point shaving in the middle of the night.
Hey, look, and he the one that keep moving up.
And look, don't look. Hey, I had a lot of bad weeks in the first half of the season. I've been missing 7 games. You know, almost every week.
Like you have some good ones now. Explain it to us.
Look, this the one time that I actually lost only 3.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But that's the first time all season I actually did pretty good.
Yeah.
Out of what?
First time all season. Got some invisible bets going on. He making invisible picks. He crossing over without us knowing.
Kevin picked his games after they over.
I'm picking right along with you.
Hey. He sent a new list in that we don't know about. I heard he got a second Facebook page. Don't nobody know about.
Nah, there's no second page.
He said he do his pics on Tuesday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I do.
I could have sworn this man was 30 points below me. Now he's 15 in front of me.
I said, please explain this point system to me.
In 2 weeks, seeing Ken went from 20 to 10. you in the 20th place, and in 2 weeks, you went from 20th to the top, almost in the top five.
Oh, no.
And then he trolls you over it.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Sit up there and make a paper. Well, guess who? Guess I was lucky this week.
Just because I happened to say it before, it might be a trap game. It turns out how it turned out to be.
Yeah, that's just but like our game was a trap game.
See, but there was a one trap game I did mention that actually got right. That was Kansas City Green Bay game. Got lucky on that one too. I'm telling you, it happens.
Whoa. You picked Green Bay to beat Kansas City?
Yes, I did.
See, we're gonna have to run some of these picks back.
go check the post. Go check the post.
I got the Falcons. Just let y'all know. I got the Falcons. All right, Bengals at the Bengals versus the Colts.
I'm taking Cincy.
I'm taking Cincinnati.
I got Cincinnati also. CJ.
I'm gonna go with
Cincy
on this one. Close
game
though.
Yeah. Are we mailing this in?
Nope.
Anybody got the Colts?
I do.
I take the Bengals.
I got the Colts. No. Yeah, I think I'm.
Are you sure?
I might have to cross over. Hold on, give me a second.
Well, we ain't crossed over yet. I mean,
Minshew starting for the Colts.
Yep.
But there's no Jonathan Taylor in the backfield.
Well, they got Zach Moss. Zach Moss does not drop off at running back.
But I think, I'm just gonna go ahead. I'm gonna be the odd one out.
I kinda like what Cincinnati is doing.
But sometimes being the odd man out actually works. Mm-hmm. So, and that has happened before.
I just like the way Cincinnati is playing, and I'm just gonna pick their favorite to win. They're not favored by much, so I'm just going.
That could go either way.
Yeah, it still can go either way, but I'm just picking the favorites. I'm doing so bad, I gotta change up. I gotta change something up.
Well, yeah, I was like.
So I'm picking everybody that's favored to win except for Dallas, because no, I'm not gonna. Dallas is favored to win that by three.
Well, so I mean, for obvious reasons, we already.
But the rest of them, I'm just picking the favorites.
Yeah.
Because everything else I've been doing ain't been working.
I picked the Colts.
Yeah, Romo was trying to get that 5 points.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you get that 5 points, man. I'm just playing.
If you want to.
Well, it's not really up to Joe. I mean, we got like 40 other people in this pool.
Right.
Somebody's gonna pick the Colts.
Exactly.
It's too close to it. Now, I wanna see what y'all reaction on this one. Browns will face the Jaguars.
Oh boy.
And T-Law, Trevor Lawrence is a game time decision. Now this is where it gets tricky right there. We don't know if he's going to play yet.
Hey, what's the Jags record?
If he plays or not, they're losing because he's not healthy on that ankle. And then on top of it, the Browns, what's the black guy the quarterback?
What, a DTR?
He just cleared.
Yeah, Dorian Thompson Robinson. DTR.
Yeah, he should be playing, and he plays all right. And then you got him back playing, and then their defense.
So what are they playing?
They're playing in Cleveland. Hey, I'm telling you right now, this is the Myles Garrett show. Give me Cleveland. I don't care who's that quarterback for Jacksonville. It's the Myles Garrett show. I got nothing else to go off of.
Hey, Kev, give me the Browns, Kev. Give me the Browns.
I don't think I'm going to go with the Jags. I think the Jags, with or without the quarterback, still going to win the game.
I'm going Cleveland, Kevin.
Right. Can't go wrong. See, the Jaguars 8-4, Cleveland 7-4.
I'm going with the Jags too.
Cleveland's favored by three.
I don't trust DTR for some odd reason, because I think he might, and like he may play okay, but the defense can only take you but so far. So I'm gonna go against the grain and say Jags.
Well, Jacksonville defense ain't no scrub neither.
No, they're not.
They ain't no slouch neither.
So that's why
they ain't no scrub. Who did they just play last?
They played the Texans.
And they won. No, wait, no. It was Cincy. It was Cincy, and he lost some of the night football.
Yeah.
But the week before they played Houston and they won. So that could good. That's another.
Okay, that was the game that Trevor Lawrence hurt his first leg.
Horrible. Yeah.
Everybody was going up the field and scoring every drive, both teams. So I'm not. If their defense come to Cleveland looking like that, they're not winning that game.
Now,